Today, as we honor the anniversary service of 23 people here at Bethany Lutheran College, the text that we'll look at is taken from Matthew chapter 17. It's called The Transfiguration of Our Lord, and I'm actually going to read verses 1 through 8. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There, he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you wish, I'll put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face downward to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Lead us in the way of truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. This coming fall, I'm sure there is going to be a mom and a dad who pull up to the parking lot here at Bethany, and they bring a freshman boy or girl with them, and they get them all unloaded, all unpacked, and they take them to their room, and they meet the roommates and the people in the hallway, and then it's time for mom and dad to go home. And as mom and dad say one final goodbye to their son or daughter, And there's a little tear in the eye, and they watch their son or daughter turn around and with a little bit of a look of fright in their eyes head up towards the dorms. And mom and dad get in the car, and they'll start to drive away. And they'll probably drive in silence until they get somewhere on Highway 14, at which point mom will probably turn to dad and ask the question, "Do you think he's going to be okay? Or do you think she's going to be okay?" Why wouldn't somebody be okay here at Bethany Lutheran College? Why would a parent even ask that question? This ought to be a mountaintop experience here at Bethany Lutheran College. This ought to be a place where students come and they're in the presence of the Savior and they get to see Jesus in His glory. And we have this mission, and our mission is the one thing needful. The mission is that you all come to know and love and trust in Jesus as your Savior and believe in Him and live lives of service for Him. So why, at a place like this, with a mission like that, why wouldn't somebody be okay? Why would a mom ask their dad, the husband, "You think he's going to be okay?" And here's why. Because even though we have the most noble mission in the world here at Bethany, the people carrying out the mission from top to bottom, every one of us is a sinner. The Board of Regents are sinners. The president of the college is a sinner. The administration are sinners. The people who work in the business office are sinners. The people who work in the cafeteria are sinners. The RAs are sinners. The students are sinners. And sinners do things that hurt and harm one another, sometimes intentionally, many times unintentionally. I have a member at my church. He loves his church. He loves his Savior. He's got a deep faith in Christ. And he loves the Synod. He loves Bethany Lutheran College. He's got a son named Henry. And Henry has never, ever, ever in the past many years I've been pastor at Holy Cross, never come to Holy Cross one time. And one time I asked my friend Graham, I said, "Graham, why doesn't Henry ever come to church at Holy Cross?" And Graham said, "Well, Henry went to Bethany, and his freshman year, Something happened there. He won't tell me what it was. I don't know if it was one of the professors. I don't know if it was one of the students. I don't know if it was somebody on staff. But somebody said or did something that so negatively impacted him that he's never been back to church. Now, I'm sure that Henry isn't the only person who's been impacted that way here at Bethany. I'm sure down through the years, there are any number of people who, you know, when Peter, James, and John were on this mountaintop, they said, "Lord, it's good to be here." And our hope is that everybody who comes here to Bethany says, "Lord, it's good to be here." But I'm sure there are people whose parents have said, "It wasn't maybe good for my child to be there." There may even be somebody here today, here on this campus today, who inadvertently or advertently may be being hurt or harmed here at Bethany Lutheran College. So who's responsible for that? And the answer is, we are. This ought to be the safest place in the world for somebody to be. And if anybody is hurt or harmed here, we're responsible. The Board of Regents are responsible. The administration is responsible. The faculty is responsible. The staff is responsible. Students are responsible. You know, Jesus said this. He loves blood-bought souls that he purchased. And he said, anyone who offends one of these little ones, it would be better for a millstone to be tied around your neck and be tossed into the depths of the sea. And those are such deep words that our Savior says to us. And so, if that causes you in your heart, like it does me as a Board of Regent member, knowing we don't perfectly carry out our mission here at Bethany, if that causes you to tremble on the inside, like Peter, James, and John, who stood before the holiness of God on the Mount of Transfiguration, and they trembled before the Lord, if that causes you to tremble, then we all need to hear what Peter, James, and John heard there on the Mount of Transfiguration. The Bible says the Lord Jesus came up to them, and he touched them, and he said to them, "Don't be afraid." And then the Bible says when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. What a comfort to anyone who's troubled over their sin, and that includes every one of us in this room, to hear Jesus say to you, "Don't be afraid." And when we look up, we see no one but Jesus, only Jesus. And the Jesus that Peter, James, and John saw at that point was not the Jesus in all his glory and might with his divinity shining through, but they saw the humble Jesus. They saw the Jesus who was holding back on the full use of his divine power and his human nature. They saw the Jesus who came to not to hurt them or to harm them, but to help them and to be their friend. They saw the Jesus who was willing to hold back on his divine powers and his human nature and have nails driven through his hands. They saw the Jesus who would go to the cross and have his back whipped. They saw the Jesus who would take their sins and your sins and my sins. They saw the Jesus who took our guilt. They saw the Jesus who took our sin. They saw the Jesus who took our punishment. They saw the Jesus who took our condemnation. That's the Jesus they saw. That's the Jesus who comforted them. That's the Jesus who comforts us. That's the Jesus of whom the Father said, "This is my Son whom I love. Listen to him." And when that Jesus says to you, "Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven." When Jesus, who paid for your sins, tells you your sins are forgiven, they're gone. They're forgiven. And the most comforting thing to know is that whatever, anybody who's ever been hurt here at Bethany, Jesus forgives that. He does not hold those sins against us by His mercy. And so, because we know that, because Bethany is marked as a people who know we're sinners, who know